Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, COVID-19 has made city councils and urban planners reimagine what a city is and how it should work. This is particularly significant at present, as small businesses in our city centres grow increasingly concerned about quiet streets and a decrease in footfall. Could the Parisian concept of the 15-minute city be the solution? Joining me now is Graeme McQueen, spokesperson for the Dublin Chamber, who's been working on a report focusing on this very topic. Good afternoon, Graeme. How are you today?
I'm good, Tom. Tom, thanks for having me on.
So tell me, what exactly is it, the 15-minute city?
So the 15-minute city is a document we've produced today, Dublin, a 15-minute city. And what we're looking to do here is really change how we're planning Dublin. We're looking to make sure there's a much more community-based, a much more livability factor put into the mix when we're planning areas, and making sure that we get away from just building housing estates, just building where people live, where people work. We want to bring it all together, mix it in, and have that mixed feeling that you would find in other cities. It's based on a lot of work we've done looking at other cities abroad, the likes of, you mentioned Paris there, the likes of Barcelona and Melbourne have done this really, really well too. So I think we saw in the COVID pandemic that, you know, the importance of having good local amenities, having a walkable area around us, places that we can cycle with the kids and things like that. So we're looking to bring a bit of that international good planning into Dublin.
Is that a very long-term type thing? Is this something where you wouldn't really see much change for a good few years?
No, we think there's lots of elements to this that we can bring in straight away. In fact, the reason that we're doing it now is because, you know, we're looking at creating new city development plans for each of the four local authorities in Dublin. So we're trying to say to the councils, we need to think a little bit more differently. I think one of the things we are going to see going forward is more working from home and things like that. And if that is going to be the case, as we've just saw over the last few months, then people are going to need the services and the amenities around them. So we'd like to see some elements of this plan introduced quickly. A lot of what we've got in the plan talks about having good cycling infrastructure and things like that. That'd be really important around our schools and things. So if you live quite close to the school, you should be cycling, you should be walking, you shouldn't need to take the car. But sadly, at the moment, in a lot of parts of Dublin, that's not the case. People just don't feel safe cycling or walking with the kids. So we reckon that changes like that could be implemented quite quickly.
You mentioned Paris. Are they a bit further down the road in Paris?
They are, yes. They're further down the road. We're a bit behind the curve here in Dublin, and I think I suppose we're trying to just make the point that, you know, for the last 20-30 years we've been planning in a certain way, and I think we're reaping the, you know, the negatives of that at the moment. If you look at what's happening in the city centre, for example, it's been high profile, especially what's happening around the south side of the city in the Grafton Street area. You know, footfall is struggling. We're struggling to get people back into the city centre, and one of the big reasons for that is we don't have enough people living in that area. I mean, there's no reason, that's one of the things we say in this report, is there's no reason why the likes of the Grafton Street area couldn't have much more people living in it. That would create a really vibrant community in and of itself. But at the moment, we have a system, basically, where people flush in and out of the city in the morning and the nighttime. And we want to get away from that. We want to make a much more community feel, create that atmosphere in the city centre. There's no reason why we couldn't have families living in the city centre. It's what you see in the likes of Paris, Copenhagen, Amsterdam. And there's no surprise, these cities are all ranked as the best cities in the world to live in. We'd have an ambition in Dublin Chamber to get Dublin up those rankings. I think we sit in the mid-30s at the moment in terms of the cities that are ranked as good for quality of life. We'd have an ambition in the Chamber to get us up into the top 10 within sort of the next 10 to 20 years.
Okay, for the kind of short term, is it stuff like cycling lanes really that we might start to see more of?
I think so. I think, you know, making the city more walkable, easier to cycle are certainly very achievable. We've seen that already. The councils have done a lot of good work in the last few months to bring in that type of infrastructure, and they've been able to do it quite quickly. So we'd like to see that approach continue. Not all of it will work. From time to time, we'll put something in and it might not work, and we can refine it and we can change it. But we're really pleased to see the council take that approach over the last few months, is to act on things quickly. Even things like the pedestrian that we saw over several weekends in the city centre. They worked very well for the most part. There's a lot of learnings there. We're hoping that they will come back, maybe even permanently in the future. So these are all ideas that other cities do very, very regularly. They're many years ahead of us. So what we're trying to do is bring a bit of that best international practice back into Dublin.
I'm wondering, are you getting negative reaction? I know there was some talk on the cycle lanes of war on motorists, I think was the phrase used in some quarters. Is there some negative reaction?
Yeah, I think whenever you mention cycle lanes and taking away road space, there always is a bit of a reaction. But I think I don't think it's helpful. They're often pitted as two competing sides, but I think it can work for both. The fact is, like, we can't just keep people coming into the city centre using the car. It's not good for the environment. It's not good for mental well-being and all that. And it's it's not the most efficient use of space either. So there is a change going on in Dublin. It is quite slow, but there's a lot of people looking to cycle. I think we're seeing it now with the number of bikes that have been sold over the last few months. Particularly young people are looking to cycle as families and things like that. But, you know, you're taking your life into your hands a lot of the time when you jump on a bike in Dublin. And I know from my own experience of a 9-year-old kid, and we were cycling up the pavement there last week, and he decided he was going to go into what was supposed to be a cycle lane, but it was effectively just a painted strip on the road. Mm. But to his eyes, he saw a bike written on the road. He thought it was a cycle lane, and I almost had a heart attack as a parent, thinking my kid was in there amongst the buses and the cars. So that's what we're trying to change. We'd like to see more walking and cycling in communities, and just making the city just a little bit more livable, really.
Yeah, I agree with you completely on the cycle lanes and making it safe, and that would stop me. I have children of a different age. I'd be very slow to let them cycle on their own, to be completely honest. But you mentioned cars. Do people start to need to wake up to where the car stands in the world these days? There's talk of by 2030 diesel and petrol engines being gone. Do you think people need to start waking up to the fact that the car is on its way out?
There still is a place for the car. The car is really important in Dublin, and one of the main reasons for that is the public transport needs to improve. That's probably the big thing. I think people are willing to give up the car. They would like to use the car less and less, and I think they're expecting that, to be honest, in the future. But we've got to get to grips with the public transport system, and that's key to making this 15-minute city plan work.
Okay.
Those cities I mentioned abroad, Barcelona, Paris, Melbourne, they've got that really good underground rail network. So we really need to crack on with the likes of our Metrolink plan, the Bus Connects plan, to, you know, really give us a world-class bus service. And if we can manage that, then leaving the car at home will be a much more palatable thing to do. It'll be much more appealing because we'll know the bus is going to be there. We'll know that the train is running on time. It'll be nice and quick to get to where we want to go. So it's going to take a bit of ambition. It's going to take time. But if we make a concerted effort, we can get there.
Great. That sounds like the battlefield right there, Graham. Graham, thank you very much for joining us. Graham McQueen, their spokesperson for Dublin Chamber.
Moncrief on News Talk.